Previously on Love Island, the official Love Island USA podcast hosted by Matthew Hoffman. On today's show, exclusive interviews with Deb and Jesse, Sydney and Isaiah, and the winners of Love Island USA, Zeta and Timmy. It's the season finale! Hit it! Hello, Love Island Universe. Here we are. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Matthew Hoffman, and I am recording today's show high above the villa from the Love Island treehouse. Oh, we are at the finish line, baby. We are at the front desk checking out. Oh, we're a bouncer walking the exotic dancer back to her car. The finale, the last hurrah, the final episode of Love Island USA Season 4. Oh, the velvet curtain has dropped. We have our winners, and my bags are packed, filled with stolen hotel toiletries. Ha ha! And it's time to roam my way back to my Uncle Susan's pull-out sofa and wait for a call in mid-May to see if I still have a job. What a finale! What a season! Oh, what a crew of Islanders! It seems just like yesterday that it was day one in the villa. There's a new batch of beautiful strangers. They're calling a house an island, even though it isn't one. My pants fit, and then boom, it's all over. America picks a winner, and I fall into a fit of cry laughing so deep that an intern has to punch me in the face to bring me back to reality. But tonight, oh, tonight's episode was the real jolt America needed. Cue the marching band. It is the final freaking episode, and Mommy's ready to summarize. We open on an Italian landscape dripping in sunset. JK, neon light-covered house in Cali. Our three finalist couples are Deb and Jesse, Sydney and Isaiah, and Timmy and Zeta. And they're all bonding big time. They're all OG Islanders who are still coupled up with their day one partners. Like a Christmas Day performance of the Rockettes. Oh, these couples got legs. The Islanders all had dates, and we started with Isaiah and Sydney, a.k.a. Zsa Zsa de Sydney. It was so romantic. Outdoors, supermarket sushi, a live pianist playing Watermelon Sugar. Clearly, someone over 40 planned a date for a couple in their 20s. But their date took them even another step further. Sydney said, "I love you." Oh, ginger in her hair, ginger on the table, and hearts on the floor. The next couple that went out for a date was Deb and Jesse. Their relationship has gone round and round, so it only makes sense that they were headed to a carnival. And then Deb told Jesse that she was too in her head and she wants to be his girlfriend. Oh, the whole thing went down smoother than Deb trying to eat a corn dog on camera. Deb's done playing games, unless the game is throwing darts at balloons. She's still down for that. Then it was on to Timmy and Zeta's date. Oh, their date was a nighttime date because our production crew were exhausted from building a Ferris wheel. And speaking of wheels, I let them borrow mine for their date. It was a 1950-something vroom vroom.
I'm a car guy.
Nothing says romance like renting a car and cleaning out a hardware store supply of twinkle lights. Thanks, Lantern Larry. An illuminated tree sets the mood for our Islanders and gives pigeons with insomnia an opportunity to catch up on paperwork. And then the Islanders woke up the next day, their last morning in the villa. Oh, they had a big evening to prepare for, and the boys did it by jumping in the pool, while the girls did it by picking out a dress they don't have to pay for. Splash, splash. They read their declarations of love, and I cried into my caviar-covered nachos. And then Sarah Hyland came out. It was time to pick the winner of Love Island USA Season 4. Ah, third place went to Deb and Jesse. And bust out the whipped cream, baby, because Sydney and Isaiah were runners-up. And then It was the moment we've trained all year for. Timmy and Zeta were crowned the winners of Love Island USA Season 4. Oh, what a moment! Oh, it's times like these I'm grateful for the maternity pillow that I watch Love Island with. And to top it off, Zeta split the $100,000 with Timmy, leaving them both enough money to go on a half-day vacation to the Amalfi Coast. So pour yourself a glass of bacon bits and pass me the cough syrup. America, it's time to sit back, relax, and listen to the silky sounds of your top three finalists.
Don't miss The Marvels in theaters on November 10th and see where the Marvel stories all began when you watch Captain Marvel, WandaVision, and Miss Marvel only on Disney Plus. Get Disney Plus with Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. Plans starting at $7.99.
This episode is brought to you by Peet's. Few things start your day better than a good coffee. That's why Peet's hand-roast their coffee from a specific selection of high-quality beans. And they don't just put those beans into anyone's hands. Peet's trains their roasters for 10,000 hours so they can master the roast that gives you the most. Peet's Coffee. Coffee for coffee people. Find Peet's online or at your local retailer.
Me too. I don't even know we're plugged in.
I do karaoke sometimes.
Oh, well, we gonna do this in the key of yes, please.
Oh, I like it. Yes, please.
Guys, this is so cool.
This is so cool.
It's so cool. Welcome to the Love Island family. You guys are finalists.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are down in Love. You are on a Wikipedia page. Like, yeah. You have made it. Like,
oh,
you are,
shit. Wikipedia.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This yes. is real. Like, for the rest of your life, you are a Love Island finalist. What does this moment mean to you?
Oh, man. This moment is special to me, man. I'm honestly lit, you know. I think that's the best way to describe it. I'm just lit.
Yeah. We're looking down at the villa. Like, I mean, Love Island has given you both so much, right?
Yeah.
So just taking in the villa from up here, what has this experience meant to you?
Shoot, man. I mean, Love Island has given me a lot, man. It opened my eyes. Feel like Love Island has been a blessing in disguise, you know, for me and a wonderful girl like her. This experience, you know, I'm going to cherish all the moments that I made, all the friends I made. And I just feel like they're going to last a lifetime.
Amazing. And for you, Dev?
I think the biggest thing is the friends I've made. Obviously, meeting Jesse is number one, but just the friendships, like the girls, and just, I don't know, putting myself out there and going outside of my comfort zone and like reaching a part of myself that I didn't even really know existed. Like, I didn't know it was even possible to be emotional. And so, yeah, that's been really cool to see. And looking back at it, it's crazy to see like how far we've come.
It has been so crazy for me to watch you both like on this journey, because everyone starts a certain way and then ends a totally different way.
Wow.
Whether you even know you did or not.
Yeah.
Like, that is the progression of Love Island. And you both are like the yin and the yang, right? It's like the quiet, the loud, yeah. Opposites attract. Jesse, you're more introverted. Mm. Deb, you put the extra in extroverted, yeah. Like as far as I'm talking about. Do you guys think that you balanced each other through your time in the villa? Is that what like made you guys click so much? Is that you had that dichotomy?
Yeah, I think, you know, initial attraction, at first, you know, I just see a beautiful young lady and then just seeing her.
Sorry. She was looking at me and I just wanted to take the compliment. Right. Move on. Yeah. No,
you can get up.
Yeah. Debbie did.
Yes. Yo, for real. Yeah, she definitely balances me out. You know, I consider her my piece. You know, just seeing her interact with everybody around the villa, man, was just like, amazing to see. I think that's what brought me more close to her.
Yeah, I think we definitely like balance each other out. And you're right, it did take me a while to navigate it because I think I'm so used to just going for like people who are like me in a sense. But the fact that, like, I saw Jesse's heart and how genuine he was and, like, obviously initial attraction and all of that is what connected us. But it was like, can we, like, am I too much for him? So it was, like, struggling to, like, figure out how I'm supposed to be. But it was amazing to find out that I could be myself and he accepts it.
Yeah, you were never too much, Deb. Oh. You guys connected in a lot of ways, but I, not a bone to pick, but we should just probably talk about it. Your baby taking care of skills.
Oh my God.
For lack of a better phrase. Well, it's not the best. I mean, I have some notes. I was thinking maybe, I'm watching Deb with this baby and I'm like, maybe like the Love Island producers should find a pack of wolves instead to raise this baby.
That thing was annoying. Like, it's when it's a real baby, you obviously like it. Like, you, well, I mean, you have to, but like,
talk to my parents later. Yeah. It's a whole different episode. Bye.
It's a plastic baby and his head was really wobbly. I was like, get it together, Bill. Like, you're killing us. He kept crying. Like,
I love that his name was Bill. Just one syllable, just dismissive. Like, just out of there.
Bill's at the orphanage right now, though. I hope he finds a couple that really
cares.
Love
Island orphanage. That's where I go after the season.
No, but Jesse actually did a really good job.
Totally.
I was like really impressed and I was like, wow.
Well,
like,
from you guys being not the best parents to your family, it was so great to watch your families, you know, meet each other. And Jesse, if you think that I am not in love with your grandmother, you got another thing coming. I have said on previous podcasts that I want her to tuck me in bed at night.
Oh.
No questions asked.
Oh, thank
She's
you, man.
So cute. Your mom, they're both adorable.
So you you go through this whole season and then you see your families together. Did that kind of like, you know, solidify, wow, like this is really special?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for me, for sure. Just talking to Mr. and Mrs. Chubb, man, just gave me a sense of comfort. Her brother William, you know, really articulated how her
he was
brain
like,
was.
He was dropping gems.
Yeah, yes.
He's a smart one.
Yeah.
He's really smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got the looks. And the
louder for the people in the back.
I'm the pretty sibling.
Yes.
Just kidding. He's single.
Talk to me about tonight. You are finalists. What is going through your mind when you were on that stage? Your declarations of love were so beautiful. Like, walk me through tonight's episode. Basically, like, what are you thinking? You're on stage. Sarah Hyland, she's going to call your name out. Like, get everything. Give it to me. Like, what were your thoughts?
You know, just getting ready with the boys, man. You know, we had to get as clean as a whistle. That was the best part.
You got new braids. They look so good.
You look good, Jess.
Oh, thank you so much, man. It was just an honor. You know, to be in this position, you know, to share this moment with Deb, man, how far we've came and just means a lot to me. You know, I'm going to cherish these moments forever.
Aw. I think the finale, seeing them set up everything, was literally what hit me that I am on Love Island. Like, I thought, like, day one, like, seeing my water bottle would be it. But I was, like, the whole time I just felt like I was, like, living in, like, an alternate universe.
Yeah.
But it all, like, came together when I saw everything. And then when we were standing up there doing our declarations, like, and I was so stressed out about it. I was like, I don't want to write down my feelings and read it and, like,
because also, like, you haven't touched a pen in, like, what, 6 months?
Yes.
Like, do you know how to write anymore?
It was so weird. I was, like, I felt honored to be able to have a pen and notebook. Like, it was a truly beautiful moment. But, no, standing up there, like, everything, like, every worry, every fear just disappeared. Because I was, like, I'm in front of Jesse, who's my best friend, and in front of all my other best friends. And, like, it was just easy, and it felt right, and it was a really special moment. I'll never forget it.
It was special, and I hope you feel that you can't, obviously, but I'm gonna tell you, man. Maddie's gonna tell you. America loves you guys, so aww. I hope you feel that love, and I'm throwing it your way from all of our podcasts previously
you.
On listeners. We loved watching you. We loved your journey. It was so, I'm gonna speak for myself, it was so relatable because everyone goes through what you went through. And if they don't, it's not real.
Yeah.
And it won't last. So the fact that you guys were so vulnerable and did it on national television was the coolest to watch. So for you guys, what's next? What is the next chapter? Have you even discussed it? You are fresh off the finale stage. I've pulled you in. You're in a treehouse, so I hope that question doesn't catch you off guard. But have you guys mapped out what is next?
We're definitely not as scheduled as Sydney and Isaiah. Their schedule is...
Not for nothing. He better be, or else there's going to be a lot of problems.
That's a great point. Yeah, no, but I think we're just going to kind of take it day by day, see how things go. It's going to be weird not being with him every day. He's going back to Houston and I'm in California. My family's in Dallas, so, you know, I might have to go to Texas. I think the first thing to do is unpack. Yeah.
Your emotions.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm done with those. No,
girl, you left him on a peacock.
Give me a break. No, but, and I think Jesse's planning on moving to California, actually. So,
yes.
Yeah.
The three of us are in California.
Oh, my God, yeah. We got
literally in my head, I was like, we could all be roommates. Yeah. And I was like, Matthew, don't say that. And here we are. Yeah.
I'm down. Totally.
To me, the end of every Love Island season always feels like the end of the best school year ever, right? So I think it is important to reflect on the journey that you have had. So Principal Maddie is putting together a Love Island yearbook so you can have the memories forever.
Aww.
Wow. Isn't that cute?
That's so cute. Yes.
So cute. So without further ado, since summer school is now out, here are a couple of familiar questions. Welcome to the Love Island yearbook.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Here Woo. We go. Which Islander was class clown?
Ooh.
Deb.
Deb said, ooh, and then looked at herself and started sweating. Which Islander is most likely to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Ooh.
It's a tough one.
Jesse's grandma.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Biggest drama king or queen?
Drama.
Drama, 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 drama. I don't want to send any shots at anybody.
No one listens to our show. It's
Who was dramatic? I mean, everyone was dramatic in their own ways.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Avila Tai. Which Islander is most athletic?
Ooh, probably Jeff. I think I'll go Jeff, really? Man, for sure.
I saw him run once across the pool and he was done.
Yeah, he's always doing football drills out there. Okay. He's doing his back pedals, man. He's always in shape.
No, Joel.
Oh, Joel, look, man. Joel could do it all, man.
Yeah.
Joel. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Man, well, not... he can swim.
Yeah.
I counted 49 abs. Like, yeah. we didn't even get to 8. I was like, oh, yeah. We're in the 30s? We're right. In the 40s. Yeah.
He was so annoying. He was like, I'm not eating fat food. I was like, shut up, Joel.
I love Joel.
On vacation.
Yeah, very long vacation. Which Islander would most likely end up on TMZ?
Sydney.
Yeah.
Dev didn't even take a breath. That's how you really feel. Who is most likely to run a Fortune 500 company?
Oh, wow.
Bryce.
Bryce, for sure,
100%.
Man.
100%.
Oh, 100%.
He's smart.
Totally. I think them, the two of them together, right? We had them in the treehouse. And he was in my DMs asking about her.
Wow.
Yes. So
oh,
then
no
I was
way.
Like, you two should talk. And then it's all happening. So wow. I'm very proud
yes.
of that. Which Islander has the best laugh?
Oh, Naja.
Deb or Naja, for sure.
Deb or Naja. Yeah. Nice. Well, that is it. That is our class of 22 Love Island yearbook.
I like that.
Every good yearbook has a quote. What would you sign in your Love Island yearbook? If you could write a quote to Love Island for giving you everything this entire journey, what would it be?
You know, a quote for me, shit, man.
Show me your peacock.
Yeah.
Good night, Bella.
Yes, yes.
All right, guys, I love you both
Thank you so much.
It has been such a pleasure watching you this entire season. And then to see you here in the treehouse with us has been just the best. So I am rooting you all on from afar.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to meet you.
Aww, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm honored, man. Thanks for having us.
Are you kidding? Amazing. I just wish you both nothing but the best. And let's hear it for Dev and Jesse.
Hey.
Yay.
Thank you.
So fun.
The first time you saw that actor, it was a period drama. And what a handsome mustache that was. Then in that spaghetti western, it was even longer. Wow, that handlebar style really got you into police dramas. Hang on, are you sure that was the same actor? Still enjoyed it. On Tubi, the things you love just keep going. Tap the banner to watch now.
What's up?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. This is so cool. Get over here.
Nice
Hi, gorgeous.
Meet you. Hi.
Nice to meet you. You both smell amazing.
Oh.
Welcome to the treehouse. Come on in.
Thank you.
Wow. This is so crazy because I have been following your journey and talking about it the entire summer. So the fact that you are up here with us right now is just like the coolest. What is, and I guess now's the time to tell you that Isaiah, I've been referring to as Zay Zay the entire season.
Zay Zay,
so.
Okay.
Just had to come clean. Couldn't look at you anymore without just telling you the facts.
I appreciate
what
that.
What is going through your minds? You guys were Love Island USA finalists. That is so crazy.
Yeah, honestly, couldn't be more blessed. I'm just honestly so excited to see where our journey takes us from here. And it's been a crazy experience.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Absolutely.
It
yeah.
was literally insane the whole journey. Like whenever we made it to the end, I was like, oh my. It didn't even hit me until we were all standing up there, honestly. And I was like, whoa. Like Sarah's about to announce the winner and it might be us. What? It was crazy.
Like walk me through that, right? Like the whole process, like you guys, we'll talk more about it, but your whole relationship has had such a trajectory leading you to this moment tonight. And you're on stage with Sarah, y'all dressed up looking real good. Are you like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was the least. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it was crazy. They were announcing whoever won. And yeah, this smile. I was honestly the best nerves I've had since being there.
That's so
I was
cool.
shivering.
So, shivering.
Half because it was freezing and then half because I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, wow, I really made it. I'm at the end.
Yeah.
Amazing. And you both said I love you to each other.
Yes.
It was like the coolest thing ever. I think all of America just screamed like at the same time. Walk me through that moment because Sid, I have talked on previous podcasts that I thought it was so cool of you because when you said it, Isaiah, it was genuine, it was amazing, and it was great. But we've all been in, everyone listening has been in relationships where someone not jumps the gun, says what they feel, but like for whatever reason, the other partner is being reserved about it,
it's
or
not
it's not the time, or maybe they felt it the whole time but didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Right.
So what for you, Sid, what was it that you were like today?
So okay, listen, he put me through a lot in that villa. That was the biggest thing. Like, first of all, when he told me, I was like, I wasn't expecting it at all. I was like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. He loves me. Like, I did it. Mission complete.
Yeah. You.
Yeah. I was like, I did it. But yeah, I think I was still processing a lot of shit that I had been through as well mm-hmm. in that villa. And I don't think I was like that dinner that he did for me really showed me a lot because I was telling him even before, I was like, I need to see the loyalty, like I need, you know, so that showed me a lot. But yeah, I think I was just reserved after everything I've been through, but I was still feeling it. And then I realized like a couple days later and I was like, I need to tell him back.
Aww. And yeah, that's so crazy. And you guys are like, you're in love with each other. Like, isn't that crazy? Like where you started 6 weeks ago to now, like that's insane.
It's crazy. It feels so right, though.
Yeah, it does.
I love him.
Yeah, there's always been, like, something that's drawn me to very, very much. And it's just, you know, a lot of things you just can't explain through words. I don't know. It's just been, you know, a hell of a process. But it's always led me back to her, so.
Yeah, I have, like, separation anxiety from Aww. Him when I leave him. Like, whenever I'm around the villa, I'm like, where's Zay? Like,
Aww.
I need him.
You guys are the cutest. The only thing I say I love you to is my breakfast burritos.
Oh, my gosh.
Sausage or bacon?
King.
Bacon.
Bacon, okay.
Yeah, bacon.
Yeah.
Classic. Mm-hmm. And I mean, sausage and bacon, sure. But if I had to pick.
Bacon, right. 100%.
That's what's happening. Speaking of bacon, you were bacon, the best date ever. Because your date was like amazing. You had the rose petals, right? You had, you know, everything that you would want in a date. Did you know you were nailing it when you were putting it together?
I mean, it was like a slow going process a little bit. Thankfully, I had help from, you know, my barbecue boys, Timmy and Jesse. But I had this like vision or idea of having like a little runway-ish with the beanbags.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what kind of like brought it together for me. But yeah, it definitely looked a lot better than I thought it would. And yeah, I didn't really feel like I nailed it, but I did my best.
You nailed it.
You nailed it.
It was literally perfect. I was like, no one has. When I walked out of the dressing room, when I saw Timmy standing there, I was like, what's going on? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, it's Mackenzie's birthday. Like, getting ready. And
this
then
is all for Mac.
Yeah, literally. And then Zita said something. She's like, Sid, come with me. And I was like, okay, sketchy. And then it was so cute.
Yeah.
You're like a good planner.
You're
like
a good planner. You know, your relationship was so interesting to watch. We were so invested because it mirrored the real world, right? It was not smooth sailing. And I mean that with compassion. It was not smooth. It was realistic and it was relatable, mm-hmm. right? And we were so invested with you. And you hit some speed bumps. But honestly, I think that you both proved that going through all of that stuff only makes you stronger. Would you agree? Or would you, looking back at it now, you had the finals, you made it, right? But like, right. would you change anything or would you not change it?
I honestly wouldn't change anything, but I would change the whole Casa moment for sure.
Okay. In what way?
With just my decision. I don't really regret the decision, but I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm yeah. very like counteracting or contradicting on what I say a lot of times, but I very much like felt like shit when I seen her up there. And that's really what was like, yo, I fucked up.
In that moment when you were, you know, up by the fire pit and you brought Phoebe back.
Right.
Like, did you, like, was it that moment that you were like, oh, I'm in too deep and I may lose both?
Yeah, no, that was definitely a situation that I definitely thought about. But it was really the talk that we had on the swing when it was one-on-one and just kind of realizing, like, really what I did. You know what I mean? So it definitely was something that was very hard to see her go through, which I probably would take back the whole decision. But at the end of the day, it did make us way, way fucking stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely happy for that yeah. as well.
At one point, Sid, you and Phoebe had more tension than the button in my skinny jeans. So I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
But your goodbye to each other was so heartfelt. And I feel like Islanders who do love Island right, they have an unbreakable respect for one another, no matter what
yeah.
happens. Because all is fair in love and war, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like everyone is there for a reason. But your goodbye was so beautiful and there was closure there. Talk
yeah.
me through that.
So I told Phoebe, like, in the dressing room, because I feel like I went through a lot in the villa. But I was like, Phoebe, next to me, like, I feel like you almost went through just as much because she didn't have it easy at all in there. So
mm-hmm.
I just really felt for her. And, like, I just truly liked her so much as a person. Like, even the second she sat me down, like, at the fire pit and told me what happened, like, yeah, I was, like, didn't want to hear a play-by-play of Casa more, like, second by second. But she was making me laugh at the same time with what she was saying. So I was like, wait, like, I really like her. Like, I don't know. So saying goodbye to her was hard. I feel like she's me because she's going into her last year of college. And just like things that she would say, I would be like, this is literally giving me like a year ago. So I was like, bye, bitch.
You're like, I see myself.
Yeah.
Bye, girl.
Yeah, when I sneak into a frat party with you in Michigan.
Aww. Sydney, when your mom told you that Isaiah never actually compared your beauty to anyone's, were you like, oh my God, my man has been legit the whole time? Like, what would that must have been such a relief for
I
you.
I didn't even
yeah?
know she said that.
Yeah, I never even told you this.
I didn't even
Wait,
know that.
You didn't know that?
I was still wondering what the hell I said.
This is an exclusive.
Yeah. I never told you
exclusive.
This.
Exclusive.
Because that whole thing, that whole fight really just hurt me. So I really just wanted to bury it, you
right.
know? And I didn't want to bring it back or shed any more light on it. Because I was even getting mad. Like, it was such a thing. And I just didn't really want it to be. But yeah, when she told me that, I was just like, because he was like, I can't remember what I said. I can't remember what I said. And I was like, really? I was like, I'm going to try to stare him in his soul
mm-hmm.
and ask him. And he still said he can't remember what he said. But it just proved that he was like honest to me. And when my mom said that, I was just like.
Your mom analyzed that episode too.
Yeah, she was so upset. Yeah. My mom,
right, right.
yeah.
As any mom would.
Of course.
But. Yeah, she was like, she was probably feeling for me the whole time. But it really wore my heart because I was just like, wow, he really can't remember because it didn't happen. So
here we are. High five, sir. Here we are.
It.
Here we are. My man off scot-free.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, not exactly, but.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, and Isaiah, you had a lot of girls coming to you, you know, throughout your Love Island journey. There was, of course, Phoebe, Bella, Nadja, Kat. What was it about Sydney that you were like, this is my person. This is my girl. Like, what was it?
It was very much just the vibe. Between us was very so in tune. I think it was just like the way our personalities mellowed out
mm-hmm.
and matched so well. I think it was just honestly her personality, how she carries herself, I think it's just how easy she was able to make me laugh, how conversations didn't feel so forced.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you know, for a girl to make me nervous is very, you know, something to say too.
Yeah.
And no other girl really makes me nervous besides her. So that's another thing. And I think it was, like I said, I just can't emphasize it enough, having girls smile, make me smile so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Your declaration of love was beautiful, right?
It I really tried on that.
You did try, but it was so sweet.
Three pages.
Insane. And also, too, like you said to Sydney that she makes you a better man, right? Have you ever felt that way about anyone? Are you surprised by this journey?
Yeah, I'm honestly very surprised. I think I've been so independent, and for someone to make me a better man was very surprising.
Yeah.
You know, to bring out like a better side of me, and I can still act myself around someone, and for, you know, for feelings to be so genuine is crazy. So,
yeah.
And also loyalty is honestly so strong for me, to see her through this whole process, still remain by my side, you know, is honestly something to say too.
You both come to the villa as your own person, but you leave a different person, right? Like Love Island transforms everybody. So what did Love Island teach you?
Love Island taught me to communicate through the hard things, because you can come out a lot stronger. It taught me to wear my crown always, even through the hard times. And it just taught me to trust and like let my guard down, and I haven't seen this like sweet side of myself in a long time, so it feels really nice.
Nice. Zay-Zay. Maybe the last time I say that. Yeah. In your general direction, so I'm like, I gotta get it out.
Zay-Bay.
You call him Zay-Bay.
Zay-Bay.
I think it's just very much just seeing myself mature through showing my emotions. I've been a person that's never really done that before.
Yep.
And so you know, besides that, I think it's just also having trust in someone else. Also, you know, just remaining to, you know, be myself through the whole process is something that a lot of people need to understand, is that you always have to remain yourself in every situation.
Welcome to the Love Island Yearbook. Which Islander was the class clown?
Chad.
Okay, Chad.
Nice. For sure. Biggest drama king or queen?
Jeff. Drama queen. Ooh.
Serenity.
Is it me? Am I the drama? Serenity.
You were so close.
Am
You're
I
like, is it me? I've looked at everybody. It could possibly be me.
It was definitely Serenity. It was
Serenity.
Yeah.
Which Islander would most likely end up on TMZ?
Val. She's already been on TMZ.
Okay.
Val.
Good night.
Yeah, good night.
The treehouse is now closed.
Yeah.
Every good yearbook deserves a quote. What would you sign in your Love Island yearbook as your motto?
Know your worth.
Nice. Zay-Zay?
Remain yourself and do your best, because that's all you can do.
Nice.
Deep.
Lastly, America is rooting for you. I am rooting for you. You guys are Love Island USA finalists. What is next for you? Is there a game plan? Like, have you discussed that yet? If not, this could be the Previously On exclusive.
There's most definitely a game plan.
Let's hear it.
You got it.
We are both going back to my hometown of South Dakota, because my family is going to be throwing a party to congratulate us.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So hopefully, you know, the people see that as well.
Yeah.
But then after that, I plan on going back to LA to see her crib, show me around.
Nice.
And have a good little time in there. And
nice.
Then I got
to... Sid, are you going to meet the parents in Dakota?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Different.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a little...
I know. She's so pretty.
Oh,
I love
so
her.
Cool. All right. So we are going for this 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Balls to the wall.
Oh, well, I love you both so much. Thank you for coming on the show. This has been amazing.
Thank you for
yes,
having
thank you
us.
So much.
This was so fun.
You.
Of course. Well, Zay-Zay and Sid, there is no way I could possibly end this interview other than with a celebratory shot of...
Yes!
Whipped cream!
Oh my God! I love it!
I was like, do my I get face. Them champagne? I was like, no, Sid, we're doing whipped cream.
Oh,
all right, so cheers to you guys being Love Island finalists. Here we go.
Cheers.
Oh my God. Cheers. Ready?
Yes.
All right, one, two, three.
Cheers.
Boom.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I get it.
It's so good.
I get it.
It tastes so good.
Sydney, last question. What do you love more, whipped cream or Isaiah?
close one.
Definitely Isaiah. I'm obsessed.
Awesome. I love you both so much. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cindy and Isaiah.
Thank
you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for having us.
She is so beautiful.
I'm shocked.
Oh my God. Hi, Gorge.
Oh,
hi, Timmy. Get in here. Oh, wow. You too. Welcome to the treehouse.
Oh,
come
you.
Sit down. Congratulations. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Take the mics. Here we go.
Just so we're clear, this is my Super Bowl right now, what's happening. Like,
oh,
this is what
so
I train all year for. This is the moment. And to have, look at these gay goosebumps I have. Do you see them?
Matthew.
Do you see them?
That's real emotion right
there. You see
there.
Them, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I, like America, have fallen in love with you both. Aww. I have been so invested in your journey, as is everyone who is listening to this podcast. So to have you two here, who personally, like individually, are so lovely and so beautiful and such good human beings, because you can see that. But you both are so spectacular as individuals. And then when you came together on this season and you found each other, America literally just rejoiced. And I hope you feel that love tonight. You are crowned our love. I mean, come on. You have crowned our love island champions. So we have so much to unpack. But first of all, what does this moment mean? And Zita, I'm looking at you. You are so happy. You have like tears in your eyes. You're literally just so emotional. You're holding hands. For everybody listening, they're holding hands. They're cuddled up in the treehouse. This is amazing. What is this moment mean?
For me, it just means that authenticity really shows. Everyone can feel it. I know when I see someone being authentic, I'm so attached and drawn to them. And to win it just means that I've been being my authentic self, and so has Timmy through and through. And yeah, just joining forces together.
Timmy, what force did you feel when you met Zita? Because you guys have been since day one.
Yeah.
So what did you feel like immediately?
I mean, look at her, bro.
I know. I was looking at her and you were looking at me and I'm like, you have nothing to worry about. Don't worry. This is a safe treehouse.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's funny how energy works. It's funny how these forces work. And when I stepped in the villa, I mean, bro, like there was 5 girls there. Making eye contact with all of them, but it was definitely different when I looked at Zita on her side of things. And I mean, it was undeniable. I'll say that much. Like, I had to address it. You feel me? Like, more had to be done.
I've been feeling you all season, sir. I just want to throw that out there. I am Team Timmy. You have no idea. We're feeling it.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And it's an honor being in the treehouse, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Yes, it really is. When they told me it was you, I was like, yes!
Aww.
Yes!
That makes me very happy.
Of course.
I appreciate it. We had just, you know, someone just left the treehouse and it's like, oh, who's next? They're like, Timmy and Zita. I was like, I am not ready. And I've interviewed a lot of people in my day, but this today.
You're so amazing.
I would bring out the champagne, but we don't have a budget for that.
That's right.
We're just gonna ride it dirty. You've had such an incredible Love Island journey together, right? And now that we are here, and Timmy, I found this really interesting, and I don't know if you know this, Zita, so I think this is pretty interesting. We had on the podcast, we had Jodi Thomas, who is the casting director of Love Island USA, and she said to me that you had applied for another season, and you didn't get it.
Yeah.
And now they had called you when the time was right, and it all happened.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, when she was telling me that, I was like, I cannot get over the fact that if you were on a different season or if you never had been cast, how different everyone's lives would be. So what is this moment like feel for you? Because now you're sitting in a treehouse with Zita. If you would have been on season 2 in Vegas, it might not have ended well for you, Timmy.
I think that was last year's season 3. they reached out to me on my DMs, and I went through the whole application process. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they basically was telling me I was going to get it, and then last minute, it veered off. No harm, no foul. I didn't really want to be on the show all the way. Like, they reached out. It was a great opportunity.
You're like, I'm very busy.
No, it was a great opportunity. And, you know, I was going to just see if it was going to be a possibility. And then when they veered off last minute, I kept going with my life. And then they reached out for this upcoming one. So it's just like perfect timing, man. Like,
Zita, did you know he applied before?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
I
so didn't the know. Love Island gods
just work.
Are yeah. in your in favor.
When it's meant to be, it comes right back.
1,000%.
Yeah. From the moment you both stepped out for each other, did you have any idea? Like, obviously, there's a connection there, but like, you just won Love Island USA. Like, did you have any idea that your journey would end up here right now?
I mean, I had an idea for sure. One idea like this could work, but there's so many things that had to play out. So
right.
You couldn't really indulge in that idea. I had to kind of just put that on ice for a bit. But if I'm being honest, within that first week, I was like, yo, this is special enough.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, we could do this. But obviously, you had to let the game do what it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just second what he's saying, really. I always had so much confidence going in, and my mum is such a big declaration person. And I was like, Mum, when I win Love Island season 4, like, obviously, just like declare
yeah.
it. Yeah. So, yeah, just with declarations, I did that. But yeah, I just had no idea that it would be with someone like Timmy at all. That is the biggest blessing. And yeah, it's still just. Wow. Like, you can't believe you're here and mm-hmm. you've done it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Amazing. Well, you both went to Casa Amor. You know, Casa Amor, Hid de Villa, right? And neither of your heads turned. And if they were, Timmy, I was going to call you as soon as you got out of it. I was like, on what planet, sir?
Yeah.
But were you, like, everyone's a human. Like, you're vulnerable in that position. Like, were you a little bit nervous? Because you guys were harder to sway than the 7-foot bouncer at my local bar. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, hey, man, Casa Amor was really light work for me, bro. Like, I went there. I knew what I had with Zita. Nothing was really going to turn my head, man. And, you know, the girls were great. Everybody was nice. Good conversation. But if anything, I saw it as just a step away from the villa just to catch my breath a little bit. Yeah. Different environment. But as far as what I have and, you know, Swervo Synthesis was already planted. You feel me? Like, we didn't even, come on, man. You got to let nature do what it does, bro. You don't interrupt that. So that would have been crazy if I veered off, bro.
Swervo Synthesis. Zita, you taking this all in, or are you just numb to it now, right? Like, you're numb to it?
Do you know what? This is my boy. That's just how he talks. It just sounds like, hello, good morning to me now.
Well, he just said it in my presence, and I literally, like, it was the Matrix. My body went... We have to talk about your beautiful declarations of love.
Mm, mm.
Because Zita, you said, quote, one look at you and I am home.
Mm.
I thought that was so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It was so beautiful. So like by home, like is Timmy a colonial Cape Cod? Is he modern? Like what does this connection mean to you?
Yeah, do you know what? Obviously, we've had so many moments in the villa where it's been emotionally taxing and emotionally draining. And, you know, even at challenges, you know, sometimes I'm just like, oh, I've got a headache, like I'm not in the mood, I'm exhausted. And I would just look into Timmy's eyes and all of a sudden I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm all right. It's me and Timmy, like it's fine. And so, yeah, just saying one look at you and I'm home, just... That meant so much to me because that's how I feel. As soon as I look at him, I'm like, okay, feels like I'm with my mum, with my bubs. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm safe. I'm in a safe space. So yeah, that's what that.
And I have to say, I feel that. And I know I'm not alone in the room right now. Like, you guys feel so comfortable together. There's a calmness to you and it's so genuine. So there's that. Timmy, what were you thinking when she says that to you?
Yeah, I mean, Zita was throwing so many haymakers in that speech. Like,
haymakers.
I was just sitting there taking
can we break that down? Meaning yeah, gold, right?
Gold packing a punch. Like, yes. You know, everything was concise, efficient. I really enjoyed just standing there and just hearing her speak. And, you know, all those words were so special. They mean a lot. And like when she said that, I knew exactly what she meant. Cause like she said, the it's so chaotic in the villa at times and there's so many times like I looked at her eyes and it's just like, it's, everything's okay. Like when you're home, that means you're comfortable, you're in a safe space, and you're happy, usually, hopefully. So happy home, right? Mm-hmm. So when she said that, I just understood what she meant. I could relate.
You guys bought that home in all cash, no foreclosure. From where I am sitting.
Yeah, yeah. We did it right.
You did it good. Your whole Love Island journey was so magical to watch. But throughout the villa, you were surrounded by couples that had their ups and downs, right? Mm. Deb and Jesse, Isaiah and Sydney, Nadja and Jeff. And you guys were always very, very strong. What was it that kept you balanced the entire way?
Open line of communication. Mm-hmm. Not shying away from certain topics. Like, there'd be so many moments, vice versa, obviously, but like, she might tell me, somebody told me this, and like, what do you think about it? It's making me think. And she didn't, I wanted her to obviously always feel comfortable talking with me. And I felt like as the time progressed, like she would come to me first with any, you know, concerns or questions. And that just led to us being in a great space and not hiding anything, just speaking and keeping things honest. So I think that helped tremendously.
Yeah. And Zita, obviously we know Timmy is hysterical. What is the one thing that makes you laugh the most about Timmy? Is it the photosynthesis? Is it the swervosynthesis? What is it?
No, because you know what? I didn't even hear about that until we went on our day. Like, he was saying that to yous. No, he's just a funny boy. Do you know what? Day one, after I chose him, and he was standing behind me, he was telling me so many jokes. Like, I was like, Timmy, oh my God, I can't laugh right now. Like, he's just a funny character.
I didn't set it up like that, though. I walked in there, and like, it was just her energy. It was welcoming. I'm like, let's see what we could do here. And I was just being myself. I'm a positive dude. I'm at that place of my life where I like to have fun. And, you know, I'm glad she received that.
Your challenge with the baby was very enjoyable for me to watch.
I'm curious.
Zita, you're a nanny, right? So, like, obviously, you're great with kids. Timmy, have you spoken about the future with Zita Poppins over here? Like, what is...
Zita Poppins.
Because, like, you're in good hands, sir. Like, yeah, I don't know what your plan is, but, like, I feel like if that goes that way, this is the woman.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, man. No, I knew that about her. She mentioned that she has been around children quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And I could just tell just how she operates, man. She's very loving, very nurturing. So, I mean, obviously that's going to be shown in a situation like that. And I saw it with, you know, while we were taking care of Nan.
Yep.
Our little baby.
Which is nowhere to be found for those people listening right now. They have left the baby. They got that check. They're like, bye. Timmy's throwing ones, 20s. The poor baby.
Hey, Nan, 10.
Under a beanbag. No one knows. Haven't seen him in weeks.
She'll be fine.
Yeah. She's tough.
Yeah.
Walk me through the moment you both came here for. It is winning night. Sarah announces that you have literally just won Love Island USA. Now, you've been in the villa. You're not kept up with socials. You don't know the vibe. You've been voted safe by America multiple times. So, you know, like, okay, we're good. But perhaps you did not. There's no way you could know the love that was sent your way. So are you nervous in that moment when they're about to call the winner? Like, do you think this could go either way? Or are you like, let's go, baby, to the bank in 20 minutes. Here we go. Like, what? Walk me through the vibe.
I think he's a joker.
Me and Timmy would be very dangerous.
I definitely was, it could go either way. Just because like our dynamic was so different than the other two couples. We all had a different story, different things were said. And obviously we don't know how America's feeling and what their values are as a whole. And it could go either way because there's two other amazing couples there.
Yep.
So I don't think at any point I was thought it was locked in, but I knew we had a good shot. I mean, shit, we was America's highest couple at one point, you know what I'm saying?
Come
on, man. Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful, America.
Let's not forget who we're talking to right now.
Yeah. We had some context, you know what I'm saying? We knew somewhat where America was at, so.
I have to ask, what are we doing with the money? Mm. What's the plan?
Saving.
Yeah, saving, investing. I mean, you get older, you just can't mess about with those types of things. Yeah. Just
I have great index funds. We'll talk later, Zeta.
Lovely, yeah, Matthew. Perfect, thank perfect. You.
So without further ado, since summer school is now out and I am with the winners of Love Island USA.
Yeah, talk about it. Talk about it. Talk to me nice, you know what I'm saying?
Talk to me nice.
Welcome to the Love Island yearbook.
Yeah.
Here we go. Which Islander was the class clown?
Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, 1,000%.
All right.
100.
Which Islander is most likely to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Good question. Serenity.
Serenity. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Which Islander would most likely end up on TMZ?
Shit, huh? Some shit. Who makes bad decisions? I could see Jesse.
Jesse.
TMZ. Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesse. Okay, fair enough.
Which Islander has the best laugh?
Deb.
Sydney. Sydney's got a nice, a good laugh as well.
I like that.
Yeah.
And lastly, I don't even have to ask this last question because the question was, which couple is most likely to succeed from the Love Island class of 2022? And I know exactly who it is. It is Gina and Tay.
Hey, give it up.
America is just waiting for your next move. Not to put that pressure on you, but like, are we going to bi-coastal this? You know, like what's the plan?
Yeah, I mean, the plan is to get up out of here first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you go, Timmy. Don't worry. He looked at me like, let's wrap it up, Maddie. Did you see that, Zeta? He said, I just want my girl alone without you, sir.
No, you've been great. But we're both in California. We're both in LA. And it's just ultimate excitement right now to figure out how we can work our schedules together. It should not be a problem at all. And I mean, I'm looking forward to putting Zeta at the top of the calendar, you know what I'm saying?
So
we're gonna travel a little bit, you know, we're gonna just do the normal people stuff. You know what I'm saying? She's gonna get a dog soon, so I might do some caretaking.
Nice. Well, I am rooting for you. America is rooting for you. I love you both so much.
Thank you so much.
I hope you feel that. You have no idea that every episode on this podcast, for as long as I have been going all summer, I end each episode on a Timmyism, an inspirational quote for every episode of this entire season.
No way.
I have been reading quotes about Timmy. I have goosebumps now. You'll see them.
No way.
This is a full circle. This is my Super Bowl, Timmy. So we have read a quote of yours every single episode because there is no one more enlightened to inspire the masses than Timmy.
Wow.
So it is time to end our last show with an inspirational quote from Timmy. A Timmyism, if you will, and you will. If we can just have a meditative chant to start. Today's inspirational Timmyism and final Timmyism is... Very emotional. We ride together. We die together. Zimmy game for life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the last Timmyism of the season. Timmy, to end the Timmyism with you. Looking at me when I was doing a Timmyism, which I have done for a very long time now, was an out-of-body experience. From a padded, windowless booth, Matthew Hoffman reminding you to ride together and die together with the loved ones in your life. That is our Timmyism of the summer.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Anything you guys would like to say right now, the floor is yours.
I mean, this was a blessing, man. You are an amazing human. So I really appreciate this, man. Just the celebration of me and Zeta is just humbling and exciting. And, you know, this has been an amazing journey. And we are two happy people right now.
Yes, indeed. We're so blessed to be
are
here
the
with
three
you.
Three of us all crying because I'm like literally crying.
Oh my God.
Our producer is crying. Everyone is crying.
This is so sweet. No, but being with you in person really is amazing. Aww. Like your spirit is strong. It's amazing energy. So thank you.
Back
for
at you, 100%. And we all know that energy brings energy. So we are no fools here.
Exactly.
So
back
at you, 20,000,000%. To all of our Love Island listeners who have come on this journey with me and ended it with Zita and Timmy in the treehouse. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for spending this summer with me. It is not summer if I am not behind a mic talking all things Love Island with you. The fans, you guys are absolutely incredible. And to witness Zimmy's love right before my eyes has been nothing but amazing. So thank you all so much for listening. And as always, stream episodes of Love Island USA only on Peacock. Give it 2 days, take a break, and then get back into it from episode one, okay? We will be here on Previously On with you every step of the way. Zita, Timmy, I love you so much.
Love you, bro.
Love you, Matthew. Yeah.
Now, can I borrow a dollar? Because I know you guys got some cash. Oh, and Timmy and Zita, have a great night. Tonight! Previously On is the official Love Island podcast of Love Island USA. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Previously On is hosted by Matthew Hoffman. Previously On is recorded at Hennessy Studios with a very special thank you to our podfather, Jason Hennessy. Produced by Benji Aflalo, sound engineered and produced by Josh Fisher, and co-produced by Christy Kelly.